This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally worthy.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn.
Welcome!
First of all, I would just like to say that I'm going to start talking like this because I'm trying to get a job at Coca-Cola.
you gotta be less white.
They are encouraging us to be less white. And the coolest black man I can think of is Morgan Freeman. So I'm practicing to be Morgan Freeman. Because if you're going to be less white, be Morgan Freeman. And my voice is not deep enough to do James Earl Jones, or I'd go with that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good voice.
Yes. Everything the light touches.
Dude.
I think Harry Johnson already gave me a pass. What do you name me? Onyx Black?
Onyx Black. Yeah. Most people don't know that, but Roach and I worked at the same software company at one point when we were in our late teens, early 20s, and we worked with a guy named Harry Johnson III.
Oh, there were two more before him.
That's what I used to tell him. I used to say he came from a long line of Harry Johnsons.
Long line of Harry Johnsons.
That's amazing.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, well, when he first told me his name, I was like, I'm sorry. What were that? Would you say anything? I thought he was fucking with me. And
that's right, because you did work there for a minute, didn't you, Marco?
Yeah.
I worked there. Yeah, on Roach's apartment, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Well, welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
Hey, Tom. I'm Brian.
Why you fuck up the flow? We invite you in and you fuck up the flow.
Jesus Christ.
Because I'm never here, man.
He thought it was an AA meeting.
Hey, Thomas.
The guy who couldn't get laid in a women's prison with a carton of cigarettes fucks it all up for everybody.
Men's prison is a whole different story, though.
and I'm Marco, by the way.
Thank you.
Jesus. Fucking A, dude. Okay, so what were we saying, T?
Oh, I was saying that, speaking of cancel culture and all that, we won.
We, the collective we.
We, yeah. Collectively, the Locker Room Podcast, we took on big tech censorship and we won.
Yes.
I should say Matt, because I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, because we got in trouble, and by we, I mean something that I posted got us in trouble. But it's something I posted. It was in August of 2017.
Right.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
far back?
Yeah. So either 4 fucking years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, right. I think it was like that the just the word Nazi automatically triggers it to tell you to your page is fucked or something.
Well, I think they must have some sort of like freaking AI something that looks at pictures and you see somebody with their arm out at a 45 degree angle and you're immediately fucking flagged.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
a measuring algorithm. magical ruler pops up. Wait, hold on. At 37 degrees, it's perfectly fine. Keep it pushing.
It's probably a combination of both.
Does that mean that anything?
This angle is way too acute.
To mean anything. So, so just listeners, if there's any fucking construction men out there, you guys doing any framework, make sure that, you know, your angles are on point. Your ass may get shut down by Facebook.
They need to get rid of that statue of Walt Disney in the middle of Disneyland because he's got his arm out waving at all the kids.
Apparently that's not, according to Facebook, that's no longer waving everybody hello. Now he's saluting.
Do not post pictures on your Facebook in front of the statue of Walt Disney or you might get shut down for 30
I want to do it. I want to do it. I'm going to go take a bunch of random pics of that.
They straight threatened to have our page unpublished.
Yes, they were going to unpublish our page.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, the whole page? Like take that
locker room podcast page.
Yeah. It said page quality.
Tell them what the meme was specifically.
Okay, so specifically the meme in question that I didn't even make. I just saw it and borrowed it from somebody else.
What happened was
I posted this picture that has a group of these shitheads doing the Heil Hitler sign. They're doing the Disney pointing thing, right?
the Disney greeting, the Walt point.
And they have these.
The popcorn is that way. Jesus Christ. I think I just peed a little. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a picture of a group of shitheads, and they have these fucked up flags that has like part of the American flag, and then there's a swastika in the middle of it. And it said underneath that, it said, "You don't get to," I'm trying to read it, but it's really tiny. Hold on.
It said, "You don't get to be an American and
a
Nazi at the same time." We fought a war over this.
Yeah, you don't get to be both a Nazi and a proud American. We literally had a war about this. The whole world was involved.
Right.
So that went against their community standards. I think just the fact that there's the word Nazi, there's Nazis, people who think they're Nazis, because there's no more Nazis. So people who think they're Nazis, doing the, you know, Disney pointing to the popcorn hand gesture, right. And they have a swastika on the flag. So we get this warning that says page quality, page unpublished. It says your page is at risk of being unpublished and has reduced distribution and other restrictions due to continued community standards violations.
Yeah. Hey, everything, by the way, everything you read, the way you read it, in my mind, it went like the fucking warning. Your page is violated. You know, it's like scrolling up.
Your page is in violation.
As it's like slowly scrolling up the screen, you know.
Parental advisory. Then he gets in touch with me, and he's like, we can't post on the page. He says,
jail. By the way, for everyone listening at home, this part of it was fucking hilarious to me, because I caught on this a little bit later, but go ahead.
Yeah. So he goes, "We can't post on the page. We're in Facebook jail." And I'm like, "Really?" And so I went and I checked, and I posted, I typed Facebook jail ? And you could still see I left the post up, and it did the little circle, and then it says your post was successful. And I went, "No, motherfucker, you can't post in 30 days."
No, sir, are in Facebook jail.
Are in Facebook jail. I can post whatever I want.
apparently, except for the Walt Disney statue. But right.
I have the chat pulled up, and I go, "We are in Facebook jail for 30 days right now, so we can't do shit." And then that's when you posted the, who is that? One of the, is it Key or Peel?
Oh, it's, I don't remember.
So when the guy laughing is this, "You" in capital letters are in Facebook jail. I just posted on the page. I was like, motherfucker.
But we appealed it. And
yes.
You clicked the button that said, "I think you're missing the context and you didn't get the point or the tone or something." It was
they don't make it easy. So I had to go through this. I had to jump through these hoops, and it said, "You disagree with the decision. Choose the option that best explains why you disagree. And here's the options. Here's the options you can choose. I've seen similar content on Facebook. Other people are doing it. I think my post does follow the community standards." And I thought, no, I'm not going with that one.
But go ahead.
And then there was, "I think Facebook misunderstood the intent or context of my post." And I'm like, "Aha, that's the one.
So after choosing that, did you turn your fucking, you turn your book to page 57? Cause that's exactly what this sounds like. A fucking choose your own adventure book. That's what this fucking sounds right? like. It's like.
So that, so I do that.
If you disagree then, with our decision, turn to page 12.
Yeah. 12.
So then
starts you so over.
Then, so if you want the goat to cross the bridge.
So immediately after that, the next screen pops up and it says, you disagreed with the decision. We usually offer the chance to request a review and follow up if we got decisions wrong. We have fewer reviewers available right now because of the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak. We're trying hard to pry.
What the fuck is going on at Facebook when that is literally a work from home job?
Yeah.
Being the asshole.
Everybody there works from home.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most work from home job you could possibly have at Facebook is to be on Facebook and look at what people post.
Yes.
I know people that are going to work and they're doing that job.
Oh, it says, we're trying hard to prioritize reviewing content with the most potential for harm. This means we may not be able to follow up with you, though your feedback helps us do better in the future. Thanks for your understanding. And that was it.
In other words, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I was like,
we may take a look at this. We may not.
Yeah.
Listen. Señor Matthew, it is possible. Listen. It is possible for us to take a look at your things, but the reality is, a lo mejor, maybe you're going to be out for 30 days. Okay, mira.
Oh man!
And it wouldn't even let me like go on our page and like you know how you can like boost posts and whatnot and run ads to try to boost the thing, which we've never done because we're cheap and we're not going to pay for that shit. But just for shits and gigs, I hit that and fuck me.
Girl, you know it's girl.
Did that whole thing cut out?
You know it's girl.
Yeah, it sounded like
you hit us with the millet.
What happened?
You hit us with the robot.
You went.
Like, what happened?
You completely went robot on us.
I'm gonna blame Roach because we never have these glitchy problems when he's fucking not here.
I have good internet, dog.
He's got all the internets. So
I have all the internets.
I got the 5G. I got the 5G cancer shit here, man. I'm good.
We know.
Well, that's why you can't think cancer.
Roach is your fault.
The problem.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's okay. I already had it.
Oh, he disappeared.
I thought he left. I'm like, well, I'm he's all shitty about it. He's like, fuck you guys, I'm out.
He's like, and he's the one like the primary host. I'm like, I guess we're not doing this podcast no more.
I was checking my connectivity.
So anyway, I'm gonna take my fucking Zoom meeting and take off. They got back to him and they're like, it appears we made a mistake. And then all of a sudden, everything he tried to post was like it had been stored up. And then when they said, oh, you're fine, then he could post again and all the shit went onto the page. But we got fucking legit deplatformed.
Well,
that's a good thing, right?
Matt,
I mean, it's a bonus for us.
Matt fought the law.
I mean, not from 2017, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. We're going to get deplatformed. I want it to be shit.
Hold on right now. Hold on. I just fucking figured this out. Facebook is owned by Disney. Because they've had those motherfucking rides for a long ass time. All of a sudden, motherfucker, like, wait, oh, I'm offended. I'm sorry, you weren't offended when this motherfucker came out, like the fucking, like, and it's been around since like the 50s. Now you're offended. Now we got to change the fucking ride. And I was like, that's it. Facebook is fucking owned by Disney. All of a sudden, oh, you know what? Somebody here got offended with your post for 12 years ago, even though you don't think that way no more. We're going to go ahead and have to punish you for some shit you did when you were 5.
So does that mean like the small world is a racist ride now? Like, are they going to just take it out and we're just
no, it's inclusive. It's inclusive. There's all the races. But that last scene in part of Splash Mountain, though, can't have that.
No, you can't. It'll be like this.
No.
Facebook, could it be that you are mad at a post from 3 years ago? Taking it out on my account now?
Yes, I think so.
But then it got me thinking, like, was there some Karen or Darren or what's the male Karen? There's Karen and what, Chad?
No, it's Ken. It's either Ken, Chad. Right? No, it's Chad. What? Ken?
I've heard Ken and Karen.
Ken and Karen. Yeah, I just heard that.
That's two on the nose.
Has to be like Dad. Fucking Braden.
Got
to be
Chad. Braden?
Braden. Like
Braden?
Braden?
Yeah, Braden or Aiden. Hmm. One of those cocksucker names.
Talking about like these kids' names now.
By the way, if your name is Aiden or Braden, 100% your mom's a stripper.
Wow. Maybe Skylar.
If your name is Skylar.
Oh man, that's a locker room mailbag at gmail.com.
Send your hate to attention Thomas.
By the way, we have not even gotten to tonight's topic because we're having too much fun with Facebook, but the whole reason we didn't have an episode last week, Matt did his little candlelight vigil in honor of Marco,
did you see that?
I did. Yeah, I did. I did. After I went to my car for like, 2 hours of, running in an idle to charge
your phone. Phones,
charge the phone. Hey,
good for you. You didn't die like a couple of those poor bastards that were like, what were they running their car in the garage or some
right,
shit?
Right. They were.
Yeah.
That's natural selection. You're a fucking idiot. Like, I'm
sorry. Barbecues in the house too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's been going on. Like, for the people that are listening to this, 2 years from now when they discover this podcast, this was done towards the beginning of 2021 as the pandemic and dem panic is winding down and people have been plenty stupid for the last year. And some of that involved, trying to heat their or charge their phone with their car running in the garage. And, they took themselves out, which kind of lends my point of view to people, which is when people say, oh, we just hit 500,000 coronavirus deaths in the United States. And I go,
Yeah, but did we?
I mean, let's review. How many of those are really coronavirus deaths, and how many of those were people on the edge of the precipice and coronavirus came along and sneezed and startled them and they fell off the cliff of death? There's quite a few that way too. Marco decided what did you decide? You kind of switched gears right at the last second because you, I guess, learned a lot about your survival skills over the last week.
Yeah, it's kind of funny talking, like looking up stuff and reading stuff and being on you fuckers for ever and a day. And then when the situation, rises and then you realize how much you know, how much you're prepared for and how much you're not prepared for. You can drill, but, until you get put in that situation of what you need or, gotta figure some shit out. So, it was crazy over here. I'm in South Austin and we got lucky, we kept gas the entire time, but we lost power and we lost water.
Water?
Yeah. We were without water longer.
So do you have a tankless water heater out there? Cause I know a lot of people that I know out there have those and that's part of the reason why they had no water.
We had no water because there were main breaks.
Gotcha.
Water froze in the mains and it busted. I think it was like four or five of the main like junction points.
Oh shit! Four or five.
Yeah, throughout the city. So the city was to say that the city was crippled, water wise, is probably an understatement. And at the end of the day, they did a pretty good job of getting that. As soon as the frost lifted, there were places that were getting water almost immediately. So there was crews out there sucking it up and trying to get shit going, in roundabout ways while the last part of the storm was still here. But it
How cold did it get?
One evening, I think the coldest evening was nine degrees.
Yeah. If you've never been in like single digit temperatures, that's a whole other, not to mention negative temperatures, but it is a whole other level of cold when you get down to the single digits.
I'll put it to you this way.
I'm surprised your South American ass is still alive.
Fuck, dude. You know what? I ran out of coconuts. I ran out of plantains. I ran out of black beans. When I ran out of black beans, that's it. I looked at my kids and I was like, one of you ain't making it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, one of you motherfuckers is not going to make it through
here. It's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon when the cartoon character turns into like a drumstick.
Yes, absolutely. I was like,
which one drew the small stick?
It would have. Well, Remy's the bigger one, so there's more. You know, saying there's more there. You're gonna sacrifice. He must have a couple meals out of it. So
that's right.
Yeah, he was not just a drumstick. He was like that smoking turkey. You know, saying the steaming turkey.
Yeah, my wife has a lap dog that ain't gonna feed shit, but our German Shepherd could get us through. You know, at least a week.
Get him out of time. I told my wife, I'm like, man, I may have to, you know, take the rifle out and straight like in snow gear and come back with a deer or something. Right. some raccoon's going to get it pretty soon.
But that inspired you to change your topic for this week.
Yeah. So, I started looking, so we moved out here, as you guys know, but the listeners probably don't know, so we moved out here almost a year ago. March of last year is when my family arrived. And then I finished moving in May 1st. So the bare necessities of a survival kit from California, apparently it very much differs from the survival kit that you need here in Austin, Texas, for the wintertime. Because I was used to preparing for an earthquake. You know, right. If you live in Southern California, I mean, we've heard it since we were kids about having a kit prepared for an earthquake. So this started down a rabbit hole of hacks of what do I know? What don't I know as far as hacks are concerned? Like, can I make a purifier? Can I make an actual purifier? You know, a carbon based one. It's like, well, I can, you know, it's like, but then, I was asking Jules, my wife, I was asking certain questions and she's like, that's what I have you for. I'm like, okay. So, you know, we got the straight notice to boil snow. So at one point we were out there trying to get clean snow and boiling snow and removing particulates. So, yeah, it made me start researching certain lists and certain things as far as in our personal experience and certain what we know about survival hacks.
Yeah. And to be fair, one of the things with the whole shit that happened to you guys in Texas is nobody in Texas was prepared for this because that weather like that never happens.
So the last time they had a good snowstorm was about 10 years ago. And it was nothing like this. It was a snowstorm that came through and we had a snow flurry about a month and a half ago. It was one night, it snowed, it was cute. Kids went out there and played. They built snowmen. They did snowball fights. And then by like 2 o'clock, it was turning into slush, right? So, right, and then right. by the next day, it was icy slush and you could drive to work. We could drive to work, stores, everything was open. Nothing closed. I think the next day things opened later, but everything was open. This was crippling. And they said that this was like a 100-year storm. When they say 100-year storms, you know, 30, 40 years to happen. But this is severe. The amount of inches of snow that came down was just in a short amount of time was, I'm not used to it. I'm fucking, first of all, I'm South American. And from South America, we wound up landing in Los Angeles.
I was going to say, you didn't go anywhere. You didn't go to, you went to South America North.
yes, exactly. I went to fucking Southie 2, the revenge. But if there was an unprepared motherfucker for this, I'm like, I can't go out in jeans in this. Is that what you're telling me? I'm like, oh no, I gotta bundle up.
I understand. Wet jeans are the worst.
Oh, terrible business. Terrible. Looking like, do I even own snowshoes? No, I don't own snowshoes. I'm like, I got some bands. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so that led me down the rabbit hole of things that I need because I refuse to get caught slipping, if you will. As Cypress Hill said, when the shit goes down, you better be ready. I'm sorry, Cypress Hill. I disappointed you when the shit went down. I was only partly ready. So so I started looking stuff up, and there's a lot of things I didn't know about. Obviously, you know, as water, when they start announcing, or when you see that the water pressure out of your spigots, out of your spigots and faucets are losing pressure, that's a tall tale sign. You should immediately start filling up, you know, you guys know, start filling up bathtubs so you can flush and get rid of dookies.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, you know, start filling up this bathtub and start filling up the shit as much as humanly possible. One thing I did not know this. Washing machines. Either set the washing machine to fill, you know, with no soap or anything like that to utilize it as excess water. Right. Or you can actually use a washing machine as a cooler. You know, it actually retains.
Oh yeah.
Temperature. The temperature. Yeah. It retains temperature a lot better than a lot of things that you have, or you can makeshift. We actually, when we lost power, we put all of our frozen goods and some of our refrigerated goods in bins, in like those locking bins, and put them outside and packed ice all the way around.
Right, it was plenty cold outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it helped. Except for the ice cream.
How the hell am I going to keep my food cold? I'm like, you realize your power went off because of a snowstorm.
Yeah. Right. Like you realize that keeping things cold is not the issue right now. Right. So
I've got family that live up in Idaho, and when they have like big gatherings, you know, everybody brings like a lasagna tray of food and stuff like that. And when it's time, you know, to put the food in the refrigerator, there's never enough room in the fridge. They just, if it's the winter time, they set it out on the back porch till the next morning. As long as it's covered, it's fine. It freezes overnight.
Yeah. But put it in the freezer. That makes sense. Like, you know, like, yeah, I didn't think about that, but I thought about it immediately. You know, as soon as we started losing stuff in the freezer, we're like, hey, you know what? We just pack this shit up and put it outside. I had two coworkers that did not think about that. And they did the classic. They went to the store. So the first part of the storm hit and it wasn't that bad. It snowed, but you could still get through. You could still get through, and a lot of stores were opening as far as like convenience stores. And one of my coworkers went out and stocked up as much as he could, and stocked up a whole bunch of freezer and refrigerator shit, and then lost power the day after. And I was like, you didn't think about putting that stuff outside in your balcony in the freezer, like a bin or a cooler or even a fucking trash bag? He's like, never occurred to me. I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and have to deduct, survival points off that. So yeah,
we're eating him first. Is what you're saying.
You, sir, you're going to wind up in, never mind. I'm like, I'm good. Never mind. Fucking popsicle. All right. Dude, you guys ever done the trick of putting, a flashlight or headlamp up against a milk jug or like a water jug?
No.
Dude,
for what?
Okay.
How's that work?
So it like a lantern. It legit works.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah. It diffuses the light. Uh huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get a head, like, it works really good with a headlamp because you use the strap. So you strap it around like a gallon of water or like a jug of water or something like that. And the light goes inside, it diffuses it, and it works great like a lantern. And it lasts a very, very long time. That's one that I ran across that I did not know.
Yeah, that's that makes sense. I didn't even think about using it to diffuse the light because it'll break it up and send it in a bunch of different directions instead of just pointing it in one direction.
Everyone also tells you to keep chocolate around. You guys heard of this?
No.
No.
So the whole thing,
get little kids to come in the house and then cook them and eat them?
That is.
So there's a really, really heavy cannibalistic tone to this
right
episode.
Donner party of four. Donner party of four.
So the chocolate maneuver is called a Hansel and Gretel. And what you do is so So breadcrumbs don't work because kids have sweet tooth. No, anyways, yeah. So it's a booster. It's like, you know, you're going through the shit and you're depressed and, you know, you can't flush toilets. So if it's yellow, you got to leave it mellow. If it's brown, then you got to fucking get some snow melted and then fucking flush it down. Ooh, let me tell you. Oh, hilarious. Hilarious little side note. My son gets down. Daddy, I went poopy, wipe my butt. I'm like, okay, this is like the joyous part of being a dad. I'm like, so go wipe his butt. He's like, he goes, clink, clink, clink. The toilet's broken. My poopy's going to swim now.
Oh, little children. Little toddlers,
God.
In the vocabulary.
Little toddlers. So, yeah, the chocolate's a spirit lifter.
That makes sense because chocolate, it releases all those neurochemicals and like the epinephrine or the serotonin or all those mm-hmm. other happy chemicals.
Happy little trees.
After you eat the kids, can you use the Twinkie defense after eating the chocolate?
Oh God, the Twinkie defense. For those of you that don't know, there was a city councilman in San Francisco who killed another city councilman in San Francisco, like shot him in the middle of a city council meeting. And when they charged him with murder, he tried to say that he ate too many Twinkies and got all sugar high, and that's why he committed murder.
Yeah.
That became known as the famous.
He was depressed. Twinkie the Twinkies defense. Made him feel better, and then yeah.
Yeah. They made a movie about the thing. It was called Milk with Sean Penn.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of. Anyway.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie? Your Honor, I've seen shit that'll turn you white.
Don't tell Coca-Cola.
Work out for the fucking polar bears, dude? They're fucked.
Hey, hold on a second.
This Christmas, they're going to have the ads, but it's going to be like grizzly bears because they're brown.
I mean, they can do the California black bear.
That's true.
Wait, don't polar bears have black skin though?
Oh, so they're black people that are fronted.
No, actually the polar bears have white skin and their fur is actually almost invisible.
Yeah, the fur isn't
white. It's like translucent, right?
Yeah, it's clear.
It's like it's translucent. Yeah, it's almost clear tubes. Yeah, yeah. So they're ultra white. They couldn't be more white. They have no opportunity anymore.
The credit score is 840. Wow.
Jesus. They walk into any bank and like, oh, you're here to buy a house? I just came to cash a check. Here's a house.
That's a Cat Williams joke, I have to admit. I stole it. When he looks at the white baby and he goes, that boy has a 730 credit score right now.
Right now.
Hey, so hit me with the Coca-Cola news because I've heard, you know, rumors and murmurs and whatnots. Can you fill me in with the whole get down?
So Coca-Cola and Matt dropped some knowledge on me today, so I'll save that for him. But Coca-Cola conducted employee training for their white employees and was instructing their white employees how to be less white, like literally in a PowerPoint. How to be. It's how to be less white. You can't make that stuff up, right? And apparently it had to do with like be less confident. Oh yeah.
What?
Oh okay. Yeah. I'm looking up the list right now, but
I thought you're gonna
less arrogant or something was on the
it
list.
Was,
I thought it was like be less privileged, be less like shit you have no control over.
Okay, here we go. To be less white is to be less oppressive, be less arrogant. Be less certain. Be less defensive. Be less ignorant. Be more humble. Listen. Believe.
Hold on. Stop.
Break with white solidarity. That's what it literally says.
I can't even wrap my head around this. Because by saying that, then you're saying like every other race is not confident, not this, not that.
Right.
Well, not just that. If I'm less confident in my job, people gonna die.
But
Roach, I'm less confident in your job.
But seriously, like that. Not only is that true, like, are you saying that that people who aren't white are inherently less confident, less correct, less like, that's number one. And number two, I know some white motherfucker. I know some insecure ass fucking white people. I know some very intelligent white people. I know. I mean, it's racist to assume that I'm oppressive and overconfident just because I'm white. That's racist. Hey,
Thomas, listen, your oppression and your overconfidence has nothing to do with your skin tone.
I was going to say.
I know I've called you Whitey the oppressor many times in our relationship, but it really has nothing to do with whiteyness. I can't.
For those of you wondering, yes, Marco has literally called me Whitey the oppressor for years.
I have for a long time.
When I became a cop, Marco was like, "Oh, so you just made it official now?"
They're like, "Oh, now you're official badge carrying Whitey the oppressor." Oh man, he said.
So that's what they did. So they.
By the way, Tom became Thomas became an officer. He goes, "Hey, Marco," I'm like, "Nothing." That became my response to everything. Hey, Marco was going, "Nothing. I'm just standing here." No, you can't have my license. No.
The weird part was you were always wondering why I would make you ride in the back seat all of a sudden.
No, it had nothing to do with riding the back seat. It had to do with you helping me with my head.
I'd push his head down and help him duck into the car.
Hey, Marco, we're going to go to the liquor store here, get in the back seat. And he pushed my head down. I'm like, what are you doing? Whoa. No.
I put the child safety lock so he couldn't open the door from the inside.
We don't do that. I'm sorry. I'm completely taken aback by this current events and statements. I would like to derail topics and just go directly dive into this because I can't with this.
Yeah. That was the legit training. And
how was this leaked? How, Matt, do you know information like as far how is this leaked? Well, first of all, Matt, are you a robot? Or are you a human being at this point in time?
can you see me? I'm moving.
Smoothly. Okay. Smoothly. Okay. Good.
Yeah. So this was not while Coke has denied that it's mandatory for their employees, even though the employees had to go to these classes. This isn't their course. This was actually. Coke decided to use this. It was a LinkedIn course that is available. It was available for everybody to see because people were like, no, bullshit, that's not happening. It's like, motherfucker, it's out there. It's free. Anybody can watch it. Mm. So other companies were using it as well. Mm. It just so happens that Coke is the largest, most prominent one that decided to make, and they got caught. Yeah.
And LinkedIn LinkedIn got rid of it all of a sudden.
On Monday,
they deleted that shit.
On Monday, they pulled it down.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, what?
It's going to pop up on YouTube soon.
Which be less training?
There were people that were in there that were like, "Oh, I'm going to take my phone out and start recording this shit." And there were people that were in there recording it, and even still, people on the Twatterverse or Twitterverse or whatever the fuck it's called were like, "No, that's not real. Yeah, that's not real." Blah blah blah. And it's like, yeah, you can see it's there.
That's not real. We never landed on the moon. So listen, I'm picturing this course to be like one of those 1950s dodgeball, like spin up
the musicals and you.
Wait, here's the best part.
Whiteness
one of the
in everybody.
One of the sociologists, Robin
Timmy D'Angelo, is white.
Who was featured
Marco
in this
is doing
one of the courses. She said that she insists that she was unaware that she was featured in the course.
I mean,
come again?
If you get, yeah. Wait. Did she come up? Well, give me that order. Did she come up with the course? She came up with the course. What did she do?
She's one of the people that has a teaching part in the course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well. In fairness, what happened was, your honor,
stand in front of a green screen, and I just stood there, and I said, "Look at these. This is what we're teaching," and that was it. That was all I did.
That's the thing.
I thought it was unisex.
She could have easily been interviewed generally. Like, hey, we're putting together a course study, or we're putting together something, you know, something to do with this topic. Can you give us your, you know, about certain things? And then they got, you know what I'm saying? Then they
used it. Was teaching it. Like she was presenting it.
Her representative was saying that.
Oh, her representative
was unaware that the videos had been re-edited in a manner to where it, the content was portrayed as a course training on anti-racism. Mm.
Let's see the originals. Let's see the uncut videos.
Yeah, I know. That's,
I don't believe you.
Yeah,
let's see that one.
Fucking well, pics or it didn't happen.
Racist,
tits or GTFO.
Racist comment or didn't happen.
Do you know what the sad part is? Is this kind of stupid thing just is going to make people more racist, because the people, there's going to be a lot of people like, well, fuck it. If I'm just going to be assumed to be racist anyway,
right?
Then I'm what just the gonna, fuck does it matter? And they're going to start treating people like shit. And then the people that secretly were racist are going to use this as an excuse,
as a platform to come out, to be out. Exactly. Yeah. To let the hate out. I couldn't agree with you more.
You can't fight racism with racism.
No, no. Again, the popcorn is that way.
I'm here to put out this house fire. Bill, you brought a flamethrower. Well, I fire with fire. What? Isn't that a thing?
Timmy is white. Timmy lives in the suburb. Julio is not. Hola, Timmy.
Hi, Julio.
What are you doing today, Timmy?
I'm going to the carnival. You can't come.
Hold on there, Timmy.
Hold on, Timmy.
You see what Timmy did there. The problem that we have here is something that's been going on in America for a long time. You know, this is
right.
Yeah, this is wow. I would love honestly. Listeners, if you have a moment, I would love to get everyone's input on this. And really, Roach, what are you thinking? How does this strike you? That marvelous egghead of yours.
This beautiful egghead right here. It's stupid, man. Like, I don't know. It's dumb.
That was very profound.
Words of wisdom right
there. That was great. let's talk about what's behind you. Are those books? VHS tapes.
Those are books
behind you. Those are books. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are some
very articulate.
Those
very
are books articulate. Of great knowledge back there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might want to crack one knowledge. Open once in a while. Just no, saying.
But I knew where that was going. I'm like, hook, line, and sinker.
But here's the here's right off the bat. I told my wife, and my wife is one of those women that thinks that water tastes different. And whoa.
as the new White House press secretary says, we're going to have to circle back to that.
Do you know how like people have a preference for certain brands of bottled water?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Like right. Fiji, Vos, yeah,
now,
Arrowhead.
I'll
yeah.
tell you right now, I've had like mountain spring water directly from a mountain spring. I've had well water from a good, clean well. There is a difference in the flavor there because it's minerals and all this stuff coming right out
yeah,
of
yeah, 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 yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not one of those people that can really taste the difference in bottled water, right?
Have you done a blind taste test with her and said and had her guess which one is which?
No. No.
We should do that.
Because I don't care that much. Oh, I mean, I could. I could try
it. Yeah. That'd be fun.
But one of her, well, her favorite water bottle brand happens to be a Coca-Cola product. And I said, well, so what's your next favorite brand? Because as the meme says, I don't know how to be less white, but I know how to buy less Coke. And yeah. I've drank RC Cola for years because I think it's, you know, probably the best one out there. And I drink Dr. Pepper.
Yo, I love RC Cola.
RC is the best. RC is the best. But then my son was very sad because that means no Sprite. So I'm like, 7-Up or Sierra Mist, son. Sprite, it to me. But then I went and looked up like, how out many Pepsi fucking brands Coca-Cola owns, right?
Oh,
yeah. It's a lot.
The same thing with Pepsi.
Minute
Pepsi, Maid? PepsiCo and Coca-Cola. But even outside of the drink world, they own so many.
They're like Viacom. They're like the Viacom the food industry. They fucking own everything.
Right.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
So like you can't go to McDonald's because only
Pepsi alone owns like Taco
Bell. Yeah, Pepsi owns Taco Bell, and then McDonald's and Coca-Cola are in bed together. So you can't get anything but a Coke product if you go to McDonald's. Coca-Cola is also in bed with Disney, so you can't get anything other than a Coke product at Disneyland or Disney World.
Hold on. You can have Fanta. That's okay.
That's a Coke product.
You shut your whore mouth right now.
I'm sorry, dude. No more pineapple Fanta. No more piña.
It's okay. I have Jarritos. I have Jarritos and Topo Chico.
And all the freaking sodas that are bottled in Mexico are better anyway because they're still made with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. I agree.
It was just it was one of those. I was like, nope, I'm out. I don't fucking like seriously. I hate hypocrisy. I hate double standards, and I hate like knee jerk reactionary stupidity. The word like with all the COVID bullshit or whatever. The word I heard or the phrase I heard that describes everything we're doing with COVID is hygiene theater. It doesn't actually make things more hygienic, but it looks good and it makes people feel good. So it's not actually doing anything. So it's not hygiene. It's hygiene theater. You know, all the
TSA at airports.
Right. It's not actually doing anything.
It's the illusion of safety.
It's the illusion of frustration is what it is.
And in some cases, I think I'd rather have the mask protecting me than TSA.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's fair.
What's the last terrorist attack the TSA stopped? Oh, wait.
They've never had.
Grandfather, when he would fart, he would say, it keeps the tigers away. I'd say, Granddad, there's no tigers around here. And he'd go, see? Working. That's the TSA. That's the whole premise of the TSA. We're like, hey, they protect us from terrorist attacks. And the TSA goes, name the last terrorist attack since 9/11. You're like, we haven't had one. See, that's us.
Oh, fuck, in that case, we should just take credit for that shit. Talking about your dad, excuse me, your granddad and farting, one of the most epic fucking crop dusting that I've ever experienced in my life was at your grandparents' house done by your granddad.
My granddad had no, like, he was that granddad that would be like talking to you and then he'd just lean over and fart and then go back and continue talking to you and not even miss the beat.
And carry on conversation.
Like if you dared say anything, this is my house and I farted. What's the problem? get the fuck out. If you don't want to smell it, leave.
Not wrong.
Oh God. Anyway, so
I wonder what other companies have done this.
Well, yeah, that'd be a good question. Is how many companies on LinkedIn or have used LinkedIn and given this presentation and are now like wiping the sweat off their brow, going, "Phew, we didn't get caught." Because people are fucking pissed. I mean, people are feeling like me. I'm pissed at Coke. I don't like fuck you. You know, now it's rum and Pepsi, not rum and Coke. You know, in fact, if you're doing cocaine, you have to call it Pepsi Cane.
What? Oh,
RC Cane.
I wonder what led them to put this out there now. You know, shit's been going on for a while. Let's be real about this. You know, shit's been
kicking. How long have they had it in there? Who knows?
How long would they have kept doing it if somebody wouldn't have said something?
Yeah. I would bet you, though, it's pretty recent because you would think you would have heard about it before now.
Yeah. Something like that, somebody wants to be the first. Something happens like that in a major corporation like that, and they want to be the first to post it. They want to be the first to whistleblow. They want to be the first. You know, it's that whole, like, I put this out there. You know, people are watching what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. And there's no way in hell this was happening, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. At least as much, and all of a sudden, someone's like, "Oh," because everyone got the same idea at the same fucking time, which is, you know, whip out your phones and record this and put it out there to the world. But yeah, I'm interested. So not this. Are there other ones? Are there other, you know, how to be less
male? Less
white. Yeah.
Well, so it'd be interesting too, is imagine, right, if you will, Let's flip the script. Imagine
other people.
Any company, let alone Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Imagine if Time Warner or Viacom or any of those big-ass companies. Imagine if they 10 years ago or even 20 years ago or hell, yesterday, hosted a training and there was a slide that came up that said how to be less black, how to be less brown, how to be you know what I mean? Like the level of outrage at the presumption that whatever group they were targeting is only capable of being those things or is inherently those things.
Right.
That company would get cancel cultured faster than Gina Carano at a fucking liberal lesbian wedding. You know, it would take nothing company to get shut down.
Yeah. That company would be gone next day. There's no coming back from it.
I mean, you'd be lucky they didn't get a fucking bomb threat.
So it's just crazy. It's crazy. And has LinkedIn said anything? Have they released anything? Or
no, they just quietly took it down.
They took it down and they said something like, well, we have like 270 other programs that, you know, for teaching and we're going to keep those up. And that, you know, we kind of fucked up on this one. Sorry, guys.
Oops. I wonder how many of those other programs though have, you know, similar content in it. I'm sure.
Well, now somebody's got to go through and take all their classes and see. What other fucked up shit they have. Oh my God.
It's going to be required for the Locker Room podcast. We're going to have to watch all those videos. And if we don't pass, then we can't be on.
I won't subject anybody to that.
I won't be on.
No.
None of us would be on.
Hell no.
Please receive my resignation at this time. Oh man, yeah, I can't wrap my head. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know we completely switched topics, but this floored me so much that I just needed to kind of talk about this a little bit further.
You couldn't be up on the news because your power was out.
we've been back
to worry about.
Yeah, we've been back for a couple of days, but it's more about honestly, it's been catching up on laundry, catching up on cleaning, and again, you know, and deep cleaning and so on and so forth. But I'm still in shock.
What's up? I forgot the latest one. Did you see that NBC Canada is in fucking deep shit for a TV show that portrays Jews in a really not only okay, so it portrays Orthodox Jews in a negative light, but in a negative light that claims that it's part of their religion when it's not even part of their religion.
What is it? Do you know what are they claiming?
So it was an episode of a show in Canada called Nurses, right? Mm-hmm. And they bring in a Hasidic Jewish teenage boy or young man, 17 or 18 years old or whatever. And he's got a broken leg and he needs a bone graft. And his father comes in and his father's Hasidic. So, you know, if you don't know what a Hasidic Jew is, if you look and you see Jews that are wearing the long black coats and the black hats and the big beards and the curls on either side of their head, they're a very Orthodox, you know, they're like, if Christians have Amish people, Jews have Hasidic Jews, you know, very Orthodox, very old world type values. And in the show, the kid needs a bone graft for his leg to heal. And is the father is like, what? Any goyim? And goyim's the Jewish word for somebody who's not a Jew. This could be a woman that would give you a bone. This could be from a goyim. And they're basically making this father out to not want his son to get this bone graft because the bone could come from a woman or a minority or somebody who wasn't Jewish. And so they walk out of the hospital and decline treatment. And the voiceover's like, how can you help people who are so misguided? They won't even help themselves. And all the fucking Jews in the world are going, time out. You know, Hasidic Jews don't believe that. Like they would have let their son get the bone graft. It's not against the religion. That's not even a part of our religion. Yeah. We don't even believe that.
That guy was just an asshole. That guy was just a bigoted asshole. That's how that played out.
Right. And so when you actually write a fictional storyline on a TV show, especially in liberal ass Canada, where you're supposed to get everything, you know, touchy feely, they deliberately wrote an episode that deliberately portrayed Orthodox Jews in a negative and incorrect manner. And it's crickets. Like there's tons of Jewish people in the community going, this is fucking bullshit. We don't even believe that. And nope, nothing. Cricket, cricket, So,
Oy.
Speaking of Jews,
was it Mel Gibson that wrote it?
Wow! Oh. He ain't even here to defend himself.
Wow. Damn.
One could say he doesn't have a dog in the fight. Yeah, he used that shit too.
Well, I think we know what song we're going to be playing. Little Cypress Hill playing right now. When the shit goes down, you better be ready.
And melt some snow.
So as our way of apologizing to Cypress Hill for Marco not being ready when the shit went down, we'll be playing When the Shit Goes Down. It's playing right now. Oh, listen, you guys, you can hear it. How can people get a hold of us and find us, especially now that we're back up on this, all the socials, and we've had our names, our good names, were besmirched, yes, and now they've been cleared.
Right. Woohoo!
Because seriously, I say fucked up shit, and if you're going to deplatform me, do it for some fucked up shit I really say. Yeah,
I spoke
tonight about luring children in with chocolate and eating them. I mean, I did say that tonight.
No, I was surprised when several I found times. It was my post from 2017, because I immediately thought, if anybody was going to get in trouble, it was going to be Thomas's dumbass for some shit that he posted or said. I'm like, me?
Remember our page, Equal Opportunity Offenders, that we used to
have?
We used to have, Matt and I ran that page, and I think, Marco, you were on it too. And it was literally where we put all of the most messed up memes we possibly could find.
The dankiest
of the dank memes, and stuff that we refuse to put on our personal pages because we don't want our families to be ashamed of us. It all went on this page, right? And the shit that we got it taken down and unpublished for was a meme of a woman at a dishwasher, and they said it contained nudity, and it was just a woman standing in a dishwasher, like she was fully clothed. And there was no appealing it. So when this happened, like Matt remembers, we told him, we're like, we appeal. Nope. Took the page down. And I was like, this is bullshit. So when this happened, I'm like, there's no way we're winning. And then we won.
Yeah. No, with that one picture, when they said there was nudity, I kept looking at it and like zooming in. I'm like, where? I don't see, like, there's no boobs. There's no vagine. There's nothing. Right. Like, what's...
There's not even a buttocks.
Nope.
I think it was some stupid asshole who just kept reporting the vote to get us.
Yeah.
Because a bot would get us kicked off. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for us to get kicked off because Marco makes disparaging remarks about other South Americans.
That's well, the thing happen. Is, I'm South American.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. That's what's going on.
I'm the one who,
he's
I'm
exempt.
The one who can say that. I'm
he's immune.
They'll do it. They'll do it.
Look, I can say. Beaner, 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 beaner. I can do that. I have it. You say that shit, I'm like, oh, no, mijo, por favor. We have to get down. You know what I'm saying? You're not, but like, it's just on general principle.
Oh, well, find us on Facebook, Instagram. They can Matt, where can they email us?
They can email us at lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Keep getting your drunk stories in because I'm
We're
keeping tabs on those. Yeah, I got those in its own separate little folder. So, and kind of be a little more, be concise. Like, don't get all Stephen King on me. And I don't need to.
It was a dark and stormy night. Doesn't have to.
Yeah, I don't need you to describe how the fucking trees, fucking leaves were, what color they were, and all the how the sunlight. Just
if
fucking
there's a
get to
naked girl
story.
In the story, that's where you can be detailed as you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna. Have to
I mean,
do
set
another
the set
stories.
The mood. Paint a picture, but fucking calm down, Picasso.
These
you know
people
I mean?
Will be like, spend 10 minutes on the trees in the sky, and then they get to the naked girl, and they're like, end the end.
Yeah. So it's like, whoa.
And all of a sudden, a titty flopped out. And we're like, wait a minute. You told me about the specific song that the birds were chirping, and you just ended with, and a titty flopped out?
Right. They can also leave us voicemails, 626-692-5122. That's the voicemail number, and we've played at least on Locker or on War Stories. We've played some of the messages. Some of them I can't play because they're just people are get drunk and call the number and be like, "Well, what's up, buggers?"
No, you should definitely play those.
We should have a segment. Like, well, actually, we should have a segment in the locker room. Where, like, when we, you know what? When we do drunk stories,
find the most fucked up voicemail. We'll
do drunk, the most fucked up drunk voicemails.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh boy, here they come.
Well, and then I guess until our next episode, we'll see you in the locker room.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Ciao.